Are you tired of feeling like you have no purpose? You don't know where you're going in life? You feel like maybe you need to find your destiny, you know? Maybe you need to find what you are made for. Why not embark on a journey? Right here on Food for Thought with Pastor Kevin and Pastor Vicky Anslin.
To conquer, it means they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and their testimonies. In Revelations 12, verse 11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimonies, and they did not love their lives as to death. So these people conquered him completely through the blood of the Lamb. Who is him? The enemy. The blood of the Lamb and their testimony. They were at a place where it was Jesus or nothing. All right, they knew that, listen, in our own strength, there is nothing that we can do. And it's only through Jesus or nothing. All right, and my pastor always likes to say this, and it is so true. We have overwhelming victory through the blood of Jesus. You know, there's like some victory, but overwhelming is the victory that you can't even handle. That's how much victory you've got. Overwhelming victory through the blood of Jesus is what we've got. Amen? And then today we're looking at born to reproduce. And my pastor went through another side of reproducing that I'm not going to be looking at tonight. And I'm sure he'll be quite happy to know that I know nothing about that type of reproducing. So I'm just going to stick to this one. All right. And in John 15 verse 16, and it says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. That your fruit, okay, and the fruit that will remain, and whatever you ask for in my name may be given to you. I chose you, you did not choose me. I appointed you for what? To bear fruit. Is it a one-day fruit? Is it a two-day fruit? Is it a for-now fruit? No, it's fruit that will remain, and then whatever you ask for in my name, you will get. This scripture flabbergasts me. I'm sitting there and I'm like, how can we as children of God sit there in lack when we've got a promise like this? Whatever you ask for in my name, you'll have. Why? Because you are appointed to bear fruit. Fruit that will remain. Therefore, that is the plan of God, that none should perish, but all receive eternal life. Therefore, everything that you're asking for is in the Lord's will, because if you seek Him first, His kingdom, and His righteousness, then all these things will be given to you. It's not difficult. We are children of God. Therefore, we have an assignment. We have a specific purpose. We have been appointed. You don't have to go through interviews. You don't have to go through a waiting list. You don't, no. It's yours. You have been appointed. Appointed one to, so that you can go and bear fruit. What fruit? Fruit that will last. You see, each and every single one of us are appointed, meaning we are appointed to reproduce. There are nations inside of us. The Bible says that kings and queens will come out of you, meaning you are appointed for greatness. If a king, okay, everybody knows the Queen of England. Anything happens in their family, listen, we know about it. So if kings and queens are coming out of you, that means you are appointed for something specific and something very important. And you are anointed, meaning God has given you the grace to do that. In the word, it says that you've got everything that you need for your purpose. There is nothing that you lack today for your purpose. God has given you a specific assignment and has anointed you for it. And then we have an assignment. And we're going to read in Matthew 13 verse 1 to 23. And it says, on the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea. All right. A great multitude were gathered there together to him. So that he got up into the boat and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. He then spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow, and he sowed. Some seed fell on the wayside, and the birds came, and they devoured them. Some fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth, and immediately they sprang up, because they had no depth of the earth. But when the sun was up and they were scorched, and because they had no roots, they withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up, but then they choked them. Others fell on good ground and yielded a crop. That's the seed, and that's the ground that we want to be. All right, some fell on good ground and they yielded and a crop. All right, some 100-fold, 60, or 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Okay, disciples, and his disciples came to him and said, why do you speak to them in parables? You could have said this in a much simpler, much clearer way, Jesus. I mean, you are Jesus after all. You can say one word and everybody understands. Why do you choose to tell them in parable? And Jesus answered them and says, because it has been given to you the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. All right, and they have not been given to them. The chosen ones, says, remember, you didn't choose me, I chose you. The word, the mysteries have been given to you because you are disciples. Not just to anyone else. They've been given to you, but not to them. For whoever has, more will be given, and he will have in abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Jesus says, I would, even if I began to explain, I would be wasting my time. Because seeing they do not see, hearing they do not hear, understand, they don't even understand. So I would have wasted hours and hours. Why? Because they wouldn't have got it anyways. So, and it says this then, therefore I speak to them in parables, all right, there, and it says, in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing you will hear, okay, but not understand, and seeing you will see, but not perceive, for the hearts of these people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes are closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so then I should heal them. So that I should heal them, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, your ears, for they hear. For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see, but they did not see. What he's saying is, you guys are privileged. Many before you have tried, but they didn't. They desired to see what you see, but they didn't see. To hear what you hear, but they did not hear. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the words of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. Then he received this is the one who received the seed by the wayside. He will receive the seed on stony places. This is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but he endures only for a while. When tribulation and persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Now he who receives seeds among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But he who receives the seed on good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit that produces some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. So here we understand there are 4 different grounds. We've got the one which is by the wayside, we've got the stony places, and we've got the thorns. And then we've got the good ground, which everybody wants to be the good ground. We need to have ears that hear. It takes more than human understanding to have a revelation of the word of God. We cannot do it with our intellect. It doesn't matter how many years you went to school. It takes more than human understanding to get the revelation of the word of God. We need the Holy Spirit, because he teaches us and he reminds us to see what God wants us to see in the word. You see, many people have closed their eyes, they've closed their ears, and they've closed their hearts. Why? Because they do not want to know God. It's a choice. They have chosen not to want God. And we see that the first one that we look at is by the wayside. See, yeah, the birds have unrestricted access because it couldn't penetrate to the ground. The seed is there, you can see it. And everybody likes to say, oh my word, you know, anything that you have not sown and has not died will not grow. And that's exactly what happens. If it has not gone into the ground and gotten rooted and grounded, it will not grow. You see, birds have unrestricted, meaning the birds can just come in and pick it up and it's gone. You see, they walk around hard. Okay, there's nothing that gets in. There's this resistance in them. You see, the seed doesn't go deep into the ground. They are self-sufficient. They think they know it all. And we've all been here. You know, sometimes I used to look at this and I used to think, you know, you can only be one specific ground. You are born good ground. Finish. But then when I was looking at this stuff, and I was like, there's been places in my life where my heart has been hard. There's been places where I've resisted. There's been places where I didn't want to repent. Therefore, I was by the wayside, where Pastor Gavin preaches, and I think, listen, in my quiet time, my revelation was much bigger than that. You should sit down with me, Pastor, and I will show you a thing or two. Don't look at me like you haven't done that before. Or you sit in your chair and you're like, you know what, the pastor today is going to call me. He knows, he's had a revelation from God. He knows exactly what God, and I have a word for this church. Some of us have all been there. We look at this wayside and we're like, oh, listen, these people. Now, if you look at these things, self-sufficient, self-righteous, not allowing conviction of the Holy Spirit to soften the soil to receive revelation. We've been here before, so we need to be careful to guard our heart. And the second one is stony places. There's little soil that covers the rocky ground, and it leaves no roots for the seeds to grow. It leaves no roots for the seeds to grow. In destiny training, we teach about some tree, and I think it's in Colombia. And this tree takes about 7 years to grow. You see nothing on top of the ground. 7 years. Now, I don't have green fingers by choice. That's why I'm by the wayside. Okay, for flowers, I'm by the wayside. I just get a flower, I'm like, oh, won't look after it. No, you can't. No, it's not my thing. But imagine now without green fingers, and you are given this tree. Now you plant it, and there it is. Day two, nothing. Year one, nothing. Year two, nothing. Year three, you start going back to the person who gave you the tree. Like, what was that? What did you give me? And it says in Destiny Training that for 7 years, it grows underground. But then it sprouts up to be the tallest tree. I think it's in less than 2 weeks. And it sprouts up and it becomes, why? Because it wasn't on stony places. It wasn't restricted. It was getting rooted and grounded. Therefore, when it's time for it to sprout, it becomes the tallest tree. You see, there wasn't little soil here. You see, when there's little soil on stony places, when the sun rises, it scorches and it dies. The plant just withers away. There's no resistance, first for the hearer, but then they receive it with joy. So in the beginning, the stonies and the good ground look the same. Because they receive it with joy and they take it immediately. So you don't see the difference. But then later, as things happen, they're superficial. They're shallow. There's no depth because of all the rocks that are under the surface. You see, when the situation demands sacrifice, this person falls away because they're not prepared to. They're not prepared to pay the cost. They are controlled by emotion and sentiment. And then the third one that we look at is with thorns. See, this ground has thorns. So what do the thorns do? They choke the good plants by taking the moisture and the nourishment of the ground itself. You see, the person hears the word and receives the word, but the love of the world remains in them. These are the people of the good old days. Remember in the good old days, man, we used to go out clubbing until 4 a.m. They're not saying it as a testimony. There's a longing to go back. There's a, you know, remember, man, those days before I left my job to give my life to the church, man, at month end when that SMS would come through, man, see, there's a longing for the world. It's not a, listen, I left this for this. No, there's things, the world, they still has a pull. They are double-minded. Okay, they're not set on purpose. There's still this thing. You see, Jesus is an addition to their life. Jesus is not their be-all and their end-all. Just, when I need him here and there. A little bit of Jesus would be good here. You see, those are the people with the thorns. And then we look at the good soil. Now, this is the soil where the seed penetrates. The roots grow down deep. There's depth without rocks. And it's free of weeds. You see, the person hears the word and understands the word, receiving it with the intention of being changed. These are the people that count the cost. It's not just emotion. It's not just sentiment. They count the cost and they think, yeah, I'm going to take this road. It's the ancient narrow road, but this road, I know. People have come out on the other side. These are the people that have thought and have said, I will drop everything for this. Why? Because I want life change. I want to be the one that is appointed, anointed to bear fruit and fruit that will last. I'm not here for 2 days. Oh, well, if the Lord wills and I need to move from this church, well, it's none of that. I'm here for life. With the disciples, we are here for life together. With the church, when we're sowing and whatever, we are together because this is where I've been appointed. For this specific place, for these specific people. They've counted the cost, they will not change, and their life is to become fruitful. They long for fruitfulness. They have the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and you can see it in their attitude because there's joy, there's peace, and there's love. The fruit, they live a righteous life. It's not compromise here and compromise there. Oh, well, I guess. Or let me go far off where no one from the church will see me and then I can be free. No, there's no compromise. There's the fruit of righteous living. The kingdom is first. Disciple, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. Then all these things will be given. These are the ones that don't chase the things, but they chase the kingdom. The kingdom of God and his righteousness. And in Luke 13 verse 6 to 9 says, it also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and found none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground? This tree is useless. It's not doing what it was appointed for. 3 years he's been coming to look for fruit and found none. But he answered him and said, sir, let it alone this year also until I dig it around and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well, we can keep the tree. But if not, then you can cut it down. You see, we need to be the people that bear fruit and fruit that lasts, so that when Jesus comes and sees, we are people that are fruitful. On Monday, we learned that the Holy Spirit is out there interceding for us just one more year so that we can bear fruit. I decided, listen, on Monday, I'm not going to be that fig tree. I'm not going to be there where they come and I've got leaves all over the place and there's no fruit. I'm going to be the one that is what reproduces fruit, appointed to reproduce fruit. Some of us think we are appointed for other things. Appointed to be an accountant, to be a singer, No. I am appointed to bear fruit. Anything else is an addition. Fruit that will last, so that when they come and they see my life, there is fruit in the spirit. There is fruit in my behavior, and there is fruit for the kingdom. Why? Because I'm not here for myself. But I'm here for something that will last forever. You see, the Holy Spirit can break up the hard ground. It can remove the rocky resistance. It can clean the impurities of all hearts who are willing. Your heart has to be willing. I remember when we were young, much younger, you know, and we used to do drinking and clubs, and I had friends in the church. And we used to say, oh, well, you know, when it's time to change, God will give me the desire to change. Until then, I'm going to drink hard, I'm going to party hard, and then one day, it doesn't happen. Your heart has to be willing. God doesn't force us. We're not robots. We go, no, your heart has to be willing, and God will clean the impurities of all hearts that are willing. The hearts that are repentant and are ready to embrace Christ's way. In Romans 10 verse 89 says, what does it say? The word of God is near you. It is in your mouth and it is in your heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. That if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Dropping rhymes like waste, remain
radio active FM. Christ's music is heart music.